Hi, Paul W.
It's Sonia and Mike. We wanted to congratulate you on 30 years of your amazing work in Detroit and for the state. You've really made everyone's lives so wonderful and have really brought joy and also news to all of us. And many thanks to you and Kim for everything and your friendship as well.
30 years, an amazing accomplishment, my friend. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Dr. Sonia and Mayor Mike Duggan? Wow. I wasn't expecting you to. You had so much work to do with that tape you found from 30 years ago from Art Volo, you and Ann Thomas, and, of course, with the help of Danielle Mason and whoever helped you. But I didn't think you were reaching out to other people. When did you get the time to do this?
No, just sent a text here and there, and wow. and waited with bated breath to see if they got back to me.
Well, I'm gonna miss Mayor Mike Duggan in some position of doing great good. I don't know what it might be, but he and Dr. Sonia are really good people who really care about here. And the only thing I have heard, and I haven't heard it lately, is that the possibility of him becoming the president of the University of Michigan. And I don't doubt he would be excellent at that as well. But it sounds like that they have a pretty good president in place right now, and they don't call him interim anymore. Have you noticed that?
Right.
So we'll see how it works out. A longtime friend of mine, Mike Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, is with us. Thanks for picking up the tab when we had brunch Sunday, Michael. God bless you.
Hey, it's my pleasure, my friend, and I'm happy to be the 70th person they reached out to that would be willing to come on for you.
You were one of the first, I knew. It's a little tougher to get the other guests on, so.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm always happy to be last chosen for the ball team or for
I have to tell you something, Sheriff. I got to tell you something that Mike just told me a moment ago, that if he goes on to Google Mike Bouchard, your son, Captain Bouchard, comes up now most of the time, which I think is a very good sign, because we will be very fortunate to have him elected. That's for sure.
I appreciate it. Well, he's 2.0, you know. He's the best of both Pam and I, so we're excited for whatever his future holds. But I wanted to say about you, thank you for what you've given to the community for 30 years and more, because you were coming back. So there's actually more than 30 years.
Right.
And I remember the party that was had for you when you first kind of came back into the role to take the morning show 30 years ago. Tom Clark's headquarters, and I was one of the speakers with, I believe, Grant Hill and I think Mitch Albom.
No kidding, because Mitch had just started in 96 as well at the start of the year. I didn't come on until this day, July 1st, 1996, and he's often said the longest-running afternoon show. Well, I had the longest-running morning show, but we just never made a big deal out of it. And in fact, nobody has done the morning show at WJR as long as me, with those nearly 30 years. So I'd forgotten there was a party and there were many people. I said it in actually a piece I think you're going to play again. Mike, don't you have a segment from your nighttime Monday show where I talked about...
Yeah, we're going to run that next.
Well, the people, Sheriff Bouchard, like yourself, who was a dear friend for years, the people who embraced me that were JP friends, they could have easily turned their back on me, and that would have made my job 10 times harder. They did not. They embraced me. They knew that I had so appreciated and learned from JP and wanted to do a show that he would have been proud of, when he actually had said to Mike Feasey at one point, you know, one day when I leave, get that Smith guy. Well, none of us thought he'd be leaving when he left, but be that as it may. I see that you're launching Operation Dry Water ahead of July 4th. What is that?
So every holiday, we know that more and more people migrate to the lakes. Oakland County has 450 navigable bodies of water. So we actually have the largest marine division in the state. So we'll be very busy out on our lakes. And we just encourage people, let's make it a weekend of memories, not of tragedy. And there's ways to do it, very simple ways. You know, if you're not mixing alcohol and water, you know, that doesn't mean you can't have a scotch and water in the house, but don't be drinking and getting out on a boat, even if you're not piloting it, because we've seen so many of the drownings that are just passengers on the boat. They decide they jump in for a dip, and they go under, and they don't come back. Huh. So if you've been drinking and you're going to go for a dip, put on a life vest. And make sure that, you know, the day ends on a high note, not on, you know, a tragedy where people are incredibly sad and never forget that day.
And, you know, with the heat that we have right now and are going to have the next several days, we've got some issues. And under Michigan's Fireworks Safety Act, your region might be flagged under a high-risk fire alert or temporary burn ban. And fireworks are restricted because flying embers can spark a wildfire. So bear that in mind all throughout our area. Right. You mentioned supervise the kids. Keep your distance out there on the from the fireworks. Be prepared. Always keep a connected garden hose. Never relight a dud. Dispose of debris safely. Be a good neighbor. And protect your pets. These are all good things you've always reminded us about, Sheriff Bouchard.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy, again, to turn a really fun moment into a tragedy. I had a neighbor, and all the kids were doing sparklers. Pretty benign activity on 4th of July, but even those require safety. Have a bucket of water to put them out because those metal wires are super hot. And they also drop really almost molten fragmentation. So one of the little kids on the block at a party I was at that I showed up with our kids, and I was like, hey, you know, and lo and behold, the little child had an open toe kind of sandal, and a piece of it went down between his toes and gave him a very severe burn.
Well, so I got to tell you,
closed-toed shoes and buckets, and just look for a little safety in everything you do.
We're going to come back next week with people missing a finger, or in worst case, missing an eye, or worst case, dying. I leave the fireworks up to the pros. When I was a kid in Monroe, the biggest thing we ever had were sparklers. And you're right. I mean, you step barefoot on what you thought was an extinguished sparkler. That metal is red hot, and you're looking at trouble.
Yep, 100%. So it should be a great weekend. But again, as you mentioned, with the heat up, more people will be looking to be by water, pools, lakes. Be safe. We've literally had little kids drown in a pool surrounded by adults because not one person was tasked specifically with keeping an eye on that child. Everybody was walking around, having snacks, talking, and the child slipped beneath the water. No one noticed until it was too late. Someone has to watch, like a lifeguard, anybody that's in the water and make sure they're doing okay. And then have the devices like a floating device or the ability to help people in trouble.
Right. I'm going to say again and again, and I'll always have, always will, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, thank you to you and all the men and women you represent, and I'll throw in all of the people in law enforcement, for working on a holiday when most of us get to spend time with family and friends. These people, these men and women of the law, are working to keep us safe. And I thank you, Michael, for that. I say hi to Pam, your lovely wife, and to the whole family. God bless you for all you do and all you continue to do and have done over the years. And it's a pleasure and a privilege to be able to say that on my 30th anniversary of coming back home to WJR. Thank you, Michael.
Indeed. Thank you, my friend. Happy 30th. Well deserved. We're proud of you and appreciate you. Love you.
Love you. We continue in Focus on WJR.